Okay, continuing in Ali Show, we're on page Nun Beis in the 12th parak. And he said last time, very interesting idea that the definition of dat just means religious, just means a connection or a need for a higher being. And he said that very often people mislead this power that is latent inside each person and attached to all sorts of other things which are not actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not actually God, but they are larger than themselves ideas. All the isms, like we talked about last time, all these different kinds of ideas that exist in the world, all the movements, okay? And now he says as follows. He says, Me'ata Navin, from now we can understand, Ki ta'utu likro la'adam ha'shomer mitzvos dati. It was a mistake to call a person who is shomer Torah mitzvos dati. Why? Because kol adam, he know dati b'koach. Every person is dati, at least in potential. He doesn't mean religious. He means the ability, like we said before, to connect something higher than yourself. Yeshnam rak b'nei adam, and nim l'koach zeh lit novin. There are just some people that let this power just atrophy and just become dead inside themselves. But in our Torah, one should not see, one should not view it, chas v'shalom. Pulchan hanotein rak bitui l'regesh dati. Pulchan is a cult. A person, chas v'shalom, should not look at the Torah. It's just a cult which gives expression to this feeling called dati. Mimino eish dat lamu. Right? The Pasuk says that from his right hand, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a fire of das, right, to us. Kibalnu otam mimarom. We received it from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Torah min haShemayim. Torah comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Torah comes from haShemayim. Bezeh mechayev otanu lekayim kol mitzvah. That's what makes us required to do all the mitzvahs. Sibat haChiyuv eino haKoach haDati asher b'karbeinu. The reason why we're obligated to do mitzvahs is not because of this latent power called das, which is inside of us. Ela ha'et galut b'Har Sinai. Rather, it is the revelation that we saw at Har Sinai. Dalim klei nafshenu lachil davar zeh. Our klei nafshenu, the tools of our soul, is weak. They are weak and they are poor to like accept and calibrate this thing. That the creator of all the worlds appeared to our nation. And every single person was a Navi. And we heard Hashem speak to us face to face. It's like very hard for us to even grasp. There is no other exploration of this koach adati. There's no more this exploration of this power called das in a person who's searching to express his connection to Hashem, and he's like stuttering over and saying Hashem, saying thank you to him. Rather, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who bent the upper realms of the Shemayim towards the earth. He spread them out on our Sinai and came down on them. Right? There's like a totally different idea of just a regular das. Regular das, a person is just using that koach inside of himself to connect to something bigger than himself. But this is totally different. This is mamash the opposite. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming down to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu opening up the Shemayim and reaching down to reach to our level. The opposite mamash. Ba'adayin anu omdim tachat ha'har, ba'har bo'er ba'esh al-leva Shemayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu descended to Har Sinai, and then we are still standing there. And underneath the mountain. And the mountain is already burning in fire. Kisham mekomenu leolam leol me'ad. He's saying more than what I'm saying. He's saying we are still standing there. We're still standing in our Sinai. Every Jew till today, we're still there. We're still under the mountain, and the mountain is on fire to the Shemayim, because that's always our place. Kisham mekomenu leolam ad. That's always going to be our place. And with every mitzvah that we do, Anu mevatim. We are expressing. Sha'anu ne'emanim litgalut b'sina. That we are trustworthy. We believe. And we are trustworthy in return, both. We believe in it, and also that we are faithful. That's the word. We're faithful to that revelation that we had at Har Sinai. Ubechol devar Torah shana lomdim. And every word of Torah that we learn. Hinenu lomdim et Torah Hashem mehar Sinai eleinu. We're learning the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai to us. Something that we should always try to contemplate. And when we're learning a Torah, when we're learning in learning Bava Basra next year, we're learning Bava Basra, and we're learning about Hezek Riyah, Shmei Hezek. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to us. That's Hashem's Torah. And we're receiving that from Har Sinai. Chiyuv zeh shel Torah u'mitzvos mi'Sinai makif et kol Am Yisrael mikol makom u'b'chol dor. This obligation for Torah mitzvos surrounds, encompasses all of Klal Yisrael in every place and in every generation. Ish lo ne'edar. Nobody can escape from this. Rak le'meitim chopshi. Rak, only the dead are free of this obligation. Zulat ha'meitim ein af echad chopshi mikiyum mitzvos. Besides for the dead, nobody is free of mitzvos. This pasuk is in Devarim, and it says in this pasuk, next week's parasha, and it says in the pasuk, once you have to guard yourself and guard your soul a lot, me'od, pen tishkach, lest you shall forget, and advarim, the things that your eyes saw, and it's talking about what you saw at Har Sinai, as we'll see in a second. Unless you shall remove from your heart all the days of your life, and you shall make these things known to your children and your grandchildren, the day that you stood in front of Hashem in Har Sinai. So this is a very emphatic pasuk, right? We're talking here, we'll see in the Ramban. So he says, it says, the pasuk says, according to the Ramban, he says, it is a mitzvah lotasei. It's a mitzvah lotasei. Hazayir b'ma'od, which the Torah emphasizes and tells us to be careful of it a lot. Lizkor me'ein bo eilecha mitzvos. To remember always from where the mitzvos came to you. Shalot yishkach ma'am arsina mikol ha'dvarim asheru esham eilecha. And you should not forget the standing by Har Sinai from all the things that you saw. Hakolod v'alapidim. The thunder and the lightning, et kvodo et godlo, Hashem's honor and His greatness, u'dvarav asher shamata mitoch ha'esh, and His words that you heard from the fire. V'todia kol advim asher ro'einecha b'mamar ha'hu levanecha u'levanecha ar olam. And you should always, and you should tell all those things over to your children. V'tiva v'mitzvah sasi shenodia l'chol zareinu midor dor, kol ma sh'aya sham b'riyo v'shmiyo. That we are commanded with also mitzvah sasi. First of all, there's a lot to say that we shouldn't forget. And second of all, there's a mitzvah sasi. And we should always tell our children from generation to generation everything that we saw and heard. And the benefit of this mitzvah is tremendous. Because when we give this over to our children, they'll know that this was true without any doubt. As if all the generations saw it. Because we for sure would never testify falsehoods to our children. And we for sure wouldn't give as a inheritance to our children things that are empty, that have no benefit to them. And they would never have any doubt with this testimony they were giving to them. But rather they will believe with certainty everything that we saw, everything that we told them. Why would a parent lie to his child? Lo na'i checker lebeninu. We should never testify falsely to our children. We therefore are not going to be required. They're not going to need proofs, abstract proofs about our emuna. Mehem nim aleinu gadolei amoseinu ve'ador acharonu lamala b'kodesh. The gedolim of our nation from the previous generation and onwards are reliable to us. Derech Harishonim, Agaonim, Amoraim, Atanoim, Anevim, Ador Mekabli Torah. Going back all the way to the Rishonim, to the Gaonim, Amoraim, all the generations that go all the way back until we get to Har Sinai. Because none of them would ever give an over sheker to their children. Bainenu ro'im, bainenu mamish. And therefore, we see with our eyes mamish. Kol ma shehem esaprim lano atoros min ha-shamayim. Everything that they told us about Torah min ha-shamayim, hein Torah shebichtav, hein Torah shebapeh. It's mamish, whether they're talking about Torah shebapeh, whether they're talking about Torah shebichtav. We mamish see with our eyes the truth of those axioms. Because again, it's been taught to us by people that would never lie to us. Why would they lie to us? And that's this mitzvah. That's the idea of this mitzvah. All right, guys. Shkoyach.